Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello, and welcome to Watch Our Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the one and only hilarious and wonderful Ronnie Karam. Hey, Ronnie, how's it going?
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Good. I'm so good. My Botox is starting to work. Oh. Well, guys, I can still scrunch, but it's harder now.
Oh, good for you.
I think it made my face lopsided. It made my wrinkle lopsided now.
I think you look pretty good so far, but this is exciting that it's starting to kick in. Happy Christmas Eve to people. We've got a Christmas Eve treat today, which is that we are going to be doing a full shot-by-shot breakdown of the Real Housewives of New Jersey trailer, which just dropped this week. We are doing this. It's obviously here on the main feed, but we are also... we're also doing this with Crappens on Demand. And the reason why that's important is because if you are sign up on patreon.com/watchforcrappens, you can actually watch along with us. We'll have the trailer up on the screen here so you can see what we're seeing, which may help the experience. We'll augment it. Okay. So Ronnie, are you ready to dive into this New Jersey trailer?
Yeah, I'm ready. I just got my big ass water poured.
All right,
let's do this.
Bringing it onto the screen. There it is. Now, I don't believe there's any new housewives, right, Ronnie? I think it's
no,
just the same.
This is
three seasons in a row, right?
Maybe four. This is actually a record-setting event that this is happening. They announced this week. It's the first time they've ever had the exact same cast for four seasons in a row.
I mean, that says something too, because this group has really been great. You know, and we've mentioned it a few times this week. We're talking about the Crappies, about how it's kind of unfortunate because every time the Crappies come rolling around, the Jersey, since it's at the top of the year, kind of gets shafted a little bit because we forget about how good it is. But Jersey this past season was excellent. It's been on a roll. It was used to be so bad and now it's so good. So let's dive into it. First thing we see here is it looks like the sun setting over the Jersey Shore. An apt image to start this off.
Yeah.
You know,
it's nothing to say there.
Nothing to say. I'm going to start playing. Okay, everyone. Here we go.
Don't walk in my...
Whoa.
Oh, yes. Okay, good. I love a good violent season of Jersey now.
Yeah, Jersey always is good for some fisticuffs. So we have Dolores going up against Jackie. You know, dog with a bone. Don't get into my fucking face, dog with a bone, huh? Don't get in my fucking face.
We got my favorite effect, the bzzz, the TV effect on the Final Cut X. Also, this bar is hilarious. It's like, look, we're a high end bar. Is this a home bar? This has got to be someone's home
tell.
Bar, right?
I'm gonna scrub through this here and see. You know, it's hard to tell with Jersey. There's a fine line between home bar and like rails. You know, it's definitely empty. It's not a lot of people in here. I'm trying to, is that Marge there? Oh yeah, Marge's got like a, she's got her hair up. Marge sort of has like
she's got the Suzanne Summers thing going on right here.
Yeah, it's actually
right?
A little from Marge
the profile.
Senior. Yeah.
How dare you? Marge
no,
Senior.
Marge this... No, just the bangs, the way she has her hair, you know?
I think it's very Chrissy Snow from Suzanne Summers, you know, greatest hits.
Yeah. I'm trying to look through the scramble effect. This is like when you have like it's a pay-per-view cable channel, so you can't look at it. I'm trying to see if we can pick up anything. I don't think we can. We just see Dolores and Jackie fighting. which is good. I think it's time for Jackie to get into like a big fight. I feel like she's been working up to like a big like a physical fight for a few seasons now.
Yeah, this is a physical fight. It looks like there's going to be some punches thrown. If I were Jackie, I would move that hair back. Dolores knows how to come to a fight, okay? I'm born and raised in El Paso, Texas, honey. Like, you come with your hair pulled back, she's going to be rubbing Vaseline on her head, taking off her hoops. I wouldn't fuck with Dolores, ma'am. That's a correctional officer.
Okay. Dolores, that's the best part about Dolores, is that she's usually just like low and chill, just like this. So I went to the kitchen. There was no crackers in there. So I said, Frank, can you pick up some crackers from the store? He didn't answer. So no crackers. But then when she gets mad, it's so good.
Yeah, I would not fuck with Dolores.
Now we see also we've got Lexi, who is standing by with Joe watching the fight. And Lexi is very concerned. She's like, oh my God, Mr. Joe, what is happening here to the fight? We can't, what do we do here?
Yeah. And Joe's just like, whatever, girls. You know, like every Joe on this show is like, the ladies is fighting.
Yeah, Joe doesn't really care. I think he's more interested in this giant pineapple that's behind him.
Yeah.
This giant ceramic pineapple. Okay, here we go.
I like that because it makes my vagina taste good.
He doesn't need to do me any favors.
Oh, Jen Aiden.
Oh, Jennifer Aiden.
Are there issues? He doesn't have to do me any favors, baby. Some issues with Bill.
Yeah. Uh-oh. And look at Bill's face. He's going, ooh. As Bill's fighting with his wife face. Ooh, girl. You just told me good, queen.
He's very upset because Jennifer just spoiled an episode of Selling Sunset for him. Ooh, I think this marriage is over.
She doesn't need to do me any favors.
You ask for loyalty, you give loyalty.
I hate fighting with my family.
Okay.
Oh, God, so, Melissa. You ask for loyalty, you give loyalty.
We have Teresa, who looks like she is now just doing fortunes on the Jersey Shore, right? Like, she just has a tent with a crystal ball.
Teresa also looks like her face is being held on by, like, girl, like a prayer, okay? Just stop. Enough. Or if you're going to keep going with all the face stuff, go to whoever Marge is going to. Because what the hell? Marge is one of those who shows up with a completely different face every season. And I would say it's improving. Teresa's is looking a little bounce housey.
Yeah. I also think it's just so funny when Teresa says things like, I hate fighting with families. When it's like her who is usually causing all the conflict every single time. And people are just reacting to her.
And then also, there's no one better to fight with than your family. I don't care what they say on Jersey, okay? Jersey's the only show. This is the only group of people I've ever heard of that hates fighting with their family. Fighting with your family is better than fighting with anybody. I mean, you fight with somebody on the road, they could pull a gun on you. They could call you fat. You know, your family knows all the deepest, darkest ways to hurt you. You know, and you them. I can bring up some shit from like the 80s. To get your ass, if you make me. I'm holding that shit in a vault for a long time. I'm Yolanda fostering your ass if we're in a family.
That is a fair fight, you know?
Yeah.
Also, a lot of light switches going on here. Why? And we have it's like a
and they're
pyramid.
All on. Yeah. Notice.
It's a pyramid of light switches over here.
Yeah. Also, Teresa's outfit with the sleeve kind of connected to the blouse, which is kind of connected.
And tassels.
It's like just kind of a big snuggie. Is that what it is? It's like some kind of big snuggy thing?
It's like a snuggy, I can't tell if it's a snuggy or a capelet or a snuggy capelet. And she's got some sort of bangles and she's got tassels and she's got the headband thing and she's got the hoops.
I don't think we've ever seen Teresa in just like a bright pink, like I'm a golden girl now, like outfit. I don't think we've ever seen it. And I like it. I think Love is doing a good job.
And no one is more surprised than her brother, who's just looking at her like, this? What happened to this? What happened to my sister? Who this? Who's this right
He's
now?
He's literally always surprised with those eyes. He's just like, what? 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 You know, the only people in life who don't treat you right is the people that don't understand treating rightness. All right? Follow my Instagrams.
I'm also like, I don't know what it is about guys in Jersey. I don't know why they love this like Animal Crossing beard. you know, like when you're designing your character and you just are like, I want to put a beard on it. So there's like a block of beard that just comes on super manicured. This line, this super sharp line, it drives me nuts every time.
Yeah. Also the gold, you know, the gold chains, gotta always have the gold chains.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what the next thing is going to be.
I don't know what I'm doing to myself. I just don't want to do this anymore.
That's a very Jackie moment.
Or Jackie crying. Yeah, Jackie. Some very Jackie. I think she's had this moment in every season. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore.
Where she's just sort of like looking up at a cloud saying, I don't know why I'm doing this to myself anymore. It's like, Jackie, what's wrong? I'm deciding about whether or not I want to buy an Acura. Oh, okay. Do I want an Acura? I don't know. Do people drive those anymore? What about a Saab?
Should I get my father encyclopedias for Christmas? I just don't know. For Hanukkah, I just don't know anymore.
Never out of Yoplait at the supermarket? Do I get the Wii by Yoplait? Is it still Yoplait? I don't know. What sort of yogurt do I get?
Yeah, she's very upset.
She's very upset. Every single season. And Evan, as usual, is just bored listening to her, holding her hand, wondering when he can go to the gym. He's like,
yes.
What are we talking about?
He is. He's like, all I'm thinking about is post elliptical trainer fucking, okay?
Just let me get to the gym. I do appreciate that they are playing some sort of like Love Island style cover of Cruel Summer.
You better stay the fuck out of my face. You want to try to pop my love bubble? It's not going to happen.
Ugh.
Oh, God, you want to try pop my love bubble? Teresa, how many love bubbles have you popped? Okay, Teresa on this show comes on last year, starts the season off by trying to break up a marriage, okay? Literally. And now this is her storyline. You want to pop my love bubble?
This is like... this is the worst thing that's happened since Vicky's love tank, okay? Like, Vicky had the love tank, and now we got... Teresa's love bubble that's trying to get popped.
And
no, I was gonna say, and you're like right. Like she is the bubble popper.
She's the bubble pop. She's even wearing a hat that makes her look like a zit. Like she's wearing a zit hat. Okay. She is a popper. She's really loving pink this season. Teresa's really, really loving the pink. You know what I'm loving? The vase behind them just with sticks. The vase with sticks.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, those might be I wonder if those are straws. Because it looks like it's actually
you know what I love more than sticks? Straws.
Yeah.
Oh, I love a straw. Turtles. Take this, you suckers.
They are actually, it looks like they're outdoors at some sort of like probably a glamping thing because they're sitting at picnic tables and it looks like there's a vase of straws and there is some sort of food set up here. There's like one of those like square bowls and some spoons, maybe like a potato salad, I'm thinking.
I don't know. It's a carb. I'll tell you that much.
And a love bubble is being popped.
Pop my love bubble? It's not going to happen. Keep lying, Teresa. This guy's been white trash, bitch!
Oh.
Wow, okay. Keep lying, Teresa. You're disgusting white trash, bitch!
I love how she is Teresa is yelling this across this restaurant, and no one in this restaurant is fazed that there's a woman screaming this. Like,
they all know Teresa's in the house.
They're like, whatever. it's Jersey. This is just what happens.
Teresa in the black hat, and then you've got Marge, who's dressed like a, you know, a rental roller skate.
It's like some strange course. What about Jennifer? Look at Jennifer wearing this big yellow mustard floppy hat. Like so many things.
That's her. That's her. I'm not getting any respect in my marriage hat.
And this woman's just like, she's like, okay, Kim D told me I should be here because they're filming. Okay, when should I say something to someone? When should I interrupt? Huh? This one over
here. This lady has watched a movie from the 70s and modeled her eyebrows after that. No one's doing that to their brows, ma'am. Okay? You need Sharpie marker brows now. That's what we're doing now. Look around.
Sharpie brows. Okay. I love that we haven't even gone to the fun and games part of the trailer yet. Normally we're in the this season on New Jersey and it's like people going through cryotherapy and stuff. Okay.
Disgusting white trash, bitch!
Jersey, bring it on.
So there are a few things happening here. So we have, during those thumps that you heard, we have close-ups of things like ice on a table and a plastic cup that's been turned, a few plastic cups that have been turned over.
I would like to congratulate this cast, A, for switching to plastic. That was very smart, which we, you know, they should have learned after Dallas season two, or three, but didn't. Also, no cheese on the table. No one has thrown cheese. So this cast, you know what? This cast is growing up. I'm predicting it right now.
Paper plates, always the fanciest establishments. And then we just see double tricep, mad triceps. Joe Gorga's tricep, Frank Delorth tricep over here. They're just like, we're gonna walk our triceps out with Teresa right now.
There's so many triceps, you just know that there's a couple of pairs of stony nuts walking Teresa out. Little pebble nuts taking Teresa downstairs.
Little raisins. And then now all of a sudden we're just at this beach. That's like, they've clearly got a little corner of a public beach that they put up a fence. It's Teresa and Jennifer sitting in Adirondack chairs, as like the rest of New Jersey's on the other side of this fence.
I know, they're all kind of looking in. I love that they are so committed to Teresa's storyline that she even has to go to the beach in jail. You know, they're like, hey, listen, it gave us great ratings. We just want Teresa to be behind bars in every scene. Okay, no matter how we have to do it, just get it done, Philly.
And Teresa is sitting in this Adirondack chair, and she has some sort of fringe on her like cover, her bathing suit cover up. But if you look at it in a certain way, it kind of looks like it's just her melting onto the chair. It looks like she's just melted onto it.
Now, Jen looks like she's retiring in Florida, on the other hand. What is Jen doing in this scene? What is going on with Jen?
She's got a visor out. She's got... This is very much that Kristen Wiig movie, Barb and Star.
Oh, I love that movie, Barb and Star. Good. Yes, what a classy film. Everyone I loved watch every it. Second.
Amazing. Okay, so
bring it on.
Wait, and I also like that Dolores.
Someone Jersey, game on. Bing, 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 bing.
Dolores sits in an Adirondack chair at the beach, exactly how you'd expect her to sit in that chair. Like, what? What'd you say over there? Huh? Huh? Can I tell you about Frankie? Frankie, can I tell you? Can you hear me? Can you guys hear me over here? Can you hear me? What?
Yeah.
What are you saying? Huh?
Like she's relaxing, but she's always in the mode to get up and get Frankie a glass of something.
Yeah, she's definitely like ready to serve someone something.
Okay. Yeah.
This season on The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
By the way, so in this season on The Real Housewives of New Jersey, they're still using the same poses. Look at this Teresa one. This is from, I don't know how many years ago this is, but this is not current, right?
No, this is a different face.
Who is this?
She's moved on. This one looks like if Valerie Bertinelli was a mushroom in Mario and was in the middle of getting stomped. That's this face.
Yeah.
She has a totally new face now. Like, yeah, I don't even know who these people are.
Everyone else looks
Marge. This current. Is a new Marge. Yeah, Dolores. This is Dolores' new face. That's an old Jennifer, maybe. But yeah, Teresa is not Teresa's the same at all.
That's from the archives that they just threw in there.
It looks like...
Sorry.
I'm going to squish your head. I'm going to squish your head. But then they actually did. You know?
I would love to start having some fun.
Fun and games.
I'm an eagle!
Oh.
My queen!
That Olivia.
I'm an eagle!
And then...
Olivia just running. I'm an eagle, and then does nothing eagle-like except put out her arms and jump into a pool.
Oh, that's the best part of this so far.
Yeah, that is.
And just in case anybody was wondering, it's going to be another season of Melissa going, "Woo, yes, woo!" It's like Melissa's role.
She's a real pioneer in the woo sciences. Now what's happening? Oh, so Joe
that's all she does.
Joe Gorga's
getting a blowjob from what, a fortune teller? Who is that?
It's either a fortune teller a drag queen or Teresa.
Yeah, a drag queen.
There's some classic Melissa wooing at the moment. There it is.
That's Melissa wooing. Yep.
Oh, you know what? I had this table back here. I had this table in my old apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Just want everyone to know.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Cool. Fun. Amigo.
Which one are you?
Okay, who's getting this? This has got to be a. This has to be a Teresa daughter party over here. And, oh, it's Antonia.
Yeah, 16. Done just like a Teresa party, you know. Antonia in front of Antonia in lights.
Yeah. Moments before this entire building burned down because of unlicensed pyrotechnics.
These are not indoor pyrotechnics for sure.
Yeah, and look, she has a balloon wall like Larsa Pippen, right back there. Very good.
Oh my gosh. And it's the Housewives checkered floors. Gotta have them, guys. Gotta have them.
And then there's some party, and here is Dolores dancing with what's her face?
Marlene.
You know what I love? Yeah. You know what I love about this party that Dolores is shimmying at? This guy in the background who's just like, all right, I'll come to this party, but I'm not going to dance. Okay, I'm not dancing. You can go dance, honey. You dance on the dance floor. I'm not dancing.
I like Dolores just kind of looking to make sure her boobs are even still there at this point. Because once Dolores started, she just never stopped. She's in there every day getting something done.
Every day. And there was, a mini scandal because she posted a photo and then Joju Dice commented something like sexy or whatever.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
And on this show, how can that even be a scandal? That's like nothing for this show.
Yeah. Okay. I'm pressing play.
I watch as I drop. Oh, my God.
Let's play ball.
Oh, okay. So this is more fun and games. So they're talking about porn. It sounds like who watches porn? And
Joe watches porn every day. He watches it like while he's driving.
Now,
Joe stand up.
One thing we did not mention is that there is a friend of, and that is Tiki Barber's wife. And in fact, here is Tiki Barber himself, and I'm assuming that's the wife. Tiki Barber, oddly enough, relegated to a very fast flash. Maybe he's still shrouded by the scandal that he had a few years ago when he... He used to be on the Today Show. He sort of was like on this path to be kind of like a Michael Strahan thing, like sort of career, which is funny because they were teammates. And he cheated on his wife with an intern who I think was on the Today Show, something like that. But it was a scandal.
Puts a new spin on the meet me at the Tiki Room, eh? So
it's a light scandal. It's not the worst scandal in the world, but it's just a touch of scandal.
His wife is on a floaty that I don't understand. Like, what is this floaty? Is it a bird bending its tail back into the floaty? What is it supposed to be? It looks like a claw coming up to kill her.
And what about the hat? The hat is sort of like, it's kind of like a habit, like that sort of like wide nurse hat. You know, like some habits are like those wide things. But it also sort of looks like goat ears, you know? It looks like a lasagna that just fell on her head.
Yeah. It also has a hole in the top. So it's like protect your face from skin cancer, but it's okay to get skin cancer on your scalp. I'm not really sure what she's going for.
Maybe it casts a shadow on your shoulders too. It's like a strange, it's like a double visor, but then you don't put the visor over your, it's like if you want, it's like an ear visor.
Yes, this is ill your advice. And it is, I'm telling you right now.
And the pineapple chicken float is also very strange.
It's very confusing.
It's almost like she took a, oh, wait a second. Is it just like a straw hat that looks strange from that angle?
No, it's just a fucked up hat. Also, I have to say, there's terrible service at this pool. I mean, she's got three cups piled on top of it. Like, no one will help her out, you know?
She's got two plastic cups nested. She has one glass that's in two nested plastic cups. No one's helping her. This is what happens when you're a friend of... You don't get the good service.
No respect.
I used to have such a crush on Tiki Barber. Look, he's handsome.
I'm shocked.
Well, yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
Let's play ball!
By the way.
Now, let's watch that tennis ball bounce off Dolores' ass. especially backwards, because it looks like it bounces so hard off that fake butt that it just like goes back and hits him in the head.
It defies physics.
Yeah.
Frank, what sort of ball is this? Definitely not a good throw.
It's a Frank, tennis ball.
Oh, God.
Or a pickleball.
No, I meant like what kind of like curveball versus knuckleball.
Oh, I was like, Ben, are you okay over there?
What
it's
kind of
a
ball
neon
is that?
Green ball, Ben.
Okay, Frank, enough. Stop throwing the ball at my butt. Okay, Frank.
I know. I know. And then, it's so fun doing that, moving it back and forth and back and forth.
And then Teresa's saying tennis.
It's the classic.
You want to burst my love bubble?
They're like, no, Teresa, it just means that you don't have any points.
All right, you better watch out, Ben.
Also, like this, once again. I love this dance move we're making her do.
Give my Teresa, how she backhands the ball is hilarious.
Give my regards to Paramus. Meet me
for
at
those of you,
next square.
For those just listening, we're watching Teresa backhand a ball like she's slapping off a bee over and over again.
Bravo Tennis continues to be a total failure.
Yep.
Say what you will about Hannah Berner, but at least she was the one person on Bravo who could hit a tennis ball. Then we also have, okay, here's the butt one more time. Okay, so this looks like it's Jennifer Aiden who's running here, right? I would say that's Jennifer Aiden, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. So she's running, and she just wipes out.
Yeah, someone's playing softball and eats it.
The moment we've been waiting for, Jennifer just falling on her face. Okay,
like she's sucking a pee-pee and she doesn't even know how.
I think you're a little rusty.
That's Teresa playing a saxophone. Regular Bill Clinton over here.
Jackie is never gonna live that blowjob stuff down. I mean, every freaking season, five times a season,
she's sucking a pee-pee. She doesn't even know what to do with it.
Does Teresa play saxophone? Is this a facet of her personality that we never knew about?
Yeah, Louis got her a saxophone last year at the end of the year. Remember? He gave her a saxophone.
I don't remember. There's so many cards. It's hard to remember what the specific gifts are.
Yeah.
She's like, I played the saxophone in the school, and so he gave me a saxophone, dude.
And they're like, okay, Teresa, play the saxophone. I don't know if it was like an Instagram post. It was some post.
Maybe
it was
she's Instagram.
Like, oh, all right, then I have you like that. All right.
I'm just like imagining Teresa just subbing in and like the and like Huey Lewis in the news or something in the background, doing like, you have to be square, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, Nashville! We ride in dirty!
Okay, they're in Nashville, and of course, they're on one of those things where you pedal through the streets of Nashville, like a party thing. When we went to Nashville, there were so many of these things going down the street, like bachelorette parties. Woo! Like the woo buses is yeah. What I call them.
The party bikes, they're called. Yeah. Also, Nashville, you know, I know that Nashville's been having a really good decade, I guess half a decade, of just becoming super popular. Like, everybody's moving to Nashville. Everybody's filming in Nashville. You're officially at the tipping point when you've got the Real Housewives of New Jersey cast doing the party bike down your streets, okay? Yeah. So enjoy this final year, Nashville, because it's it's ending soon. The popularity is ending soon.
Also, huge apologies to people who live in Nashville who had to experience this cast come pedaling through.
I know, no wooing, kidding.
Wooing down the street. Shots, slides, mechanical bulls.
Bulls, they're riding bulls.
We don't care. Your brother.
It looks like they're singing some sort of country song together.
Yeah, recording a song all together in Nashville. Something about tits.
Oh, look,
man, is Jennifer getting a divorce? Because she has looked insane in every scene we've seen her in. She was doing the Golden Girls thing, and now she's in like a checkered dress that looks
like
cheap.
Working girl.
Jennifer, I'm worried for Jennifer.
Yeah, I feel like
I don't care about Jennifer. I'm worried about Olivia.
I you know what I feel bad about? I feel bad about this girl right here, the Tiki Barbers lady, who clearly is like, okay, this is my big shot. Don't fuck up the country song moment. Don't fuck it up. But you know, she's already like messed up her take like five times. You can see it in her eyes right there.
She's holding her page very awkwardly.
Yeah, like a
what is that?
Clutching it like that's her nerves.
Yeah, she's got her middle finger on one side of the page, and then two of her second and fourth finger on the opposite side of. That's just a weird way to hold your paper.
Is she holding a coffee cup on the other side? Is like the rest? Are her the rest of her fingers dedicated to like a cup?
Yeah, it must be because she looks kind of like dinosaur-y right now.
That's probably why she can't focus. Oh, look at she's giving a
thumb. She's disapproving.
It's just so funny to see that thumbs up slowly.
While her face is making like, I just smelled a fart face.
Good take. Oh, is this her right here? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good take. She's not of these ladies. Okay.
No.
Your brother is saying things about Dad.
She looks at me like I'm the devil. Their father was the devil.
That's when I walk away from him.
Oh, Gia.
Oh, Gia's coming out to earn her meatball this season.
Yeah, she's fighting with Uncle Joe. Uncle Joey right there. And look, there's Louie. Louie's like, he's like, okay, how can I better be on this TV show? I'll just dress exactly like Joe Gorga.
Yeah. Louie's creepy. I don't care what anybody says.
Louie's very
and
creepy.
Okay, so now Gia is going to have a fight with Joe because she's shit-talking... because Joe is shit-talking Joe Giudice. Sorry, Joe went to jail. He got your mother sent to jail. And guess who took care of you and your family while they were in jail? Your uncle did. So watch your fucking mouth, ma'am, Gia.
That's exactly right. Look at that. Look at this. Look at
although Joe I kind of love so this. Sexy. And I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see her tell off Joe.
It'll be fun.
What's your mother doing?
She's in danger of a heart attack at any minute.
They're gonna have to crack her chest open. You're
Oh, this is Dolores.
Lord, I'm Valerie. Telling you, if you take away Valerie from me this year, you're never gonna hear the end of it from me. I'm not okay with this. Leave Valerie alone.
Maybe she's just like talking about like a she's talking about like Mary Hart. She's like, guys, you know what I just read about Mary Hart? She's in danger of a heart attack. Any minute, they're gonna have to crack her ribcage open. No lie,
she's in danger. She's in danger of Mary Hart attacking her.
I just like that she's just spreading Mary Hart gossip. There's Frankie and sister of Frankie.
God,
whatever.
Frankie, Jesus Christ, you cartoonish, amazing stud. That guy's fucking gorgeous.
Don't love his accessories, jeez. Though. I don't know what's going on up here. This is like it's like from a Ren Faire or something like that.
You know, oddly with Frankie, he usually gets on my nerves looks-wise just because he's so over the top with the... And, it, you know, the bodybuilding, and it's too much. But, God, Frankie with with a shirt on and some nice gelled hair and that scrubbed face, I cannot, you angel!
We love
over
Frankie.
Here.
I have a question.
Love him.
Am I misinterpreting this, but are they just, like, letting their kitchen faucet just dangle?
Yeah.
Is that a common thing that people
no,
do?
But it's how it is now. See, there's a spiral thing that's right. Holding this hose in. Right. So it just dangles.
Oh, so it's supposed to dangle.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I thought it was supposed to like you're supposed to like sort of attach it back up in here or something.
Oh,
like
maybe.
That.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's a little
it looks like it could be it's low. It's a little low.
It feels like a low faucet. Like I'm like, is anyone paying attention to this faucet? I feel like it should be put back up here, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong. You never
and
know.
And also, this is a kitchen design that, like, guys, guess what? Cabinets are important sometimes, you know? They're like, I want a modern kitchen. I want a kitchen with no cabinets at all. I don't even want doorless cabinets, okay? Not even open. I just want no cabinets, only walls. You're going to need a cabinet, okay?
By the way, I just want everyone to notice right here in the very corner, there's some sort of like flashy doggy biscuit box of like, it's like a multicolored doggy biscuit box back there. You see that? You know that Dolores was at some museum and saying, oh, I like this. This is very modern. I like, it's like a Mondrian doggy bath.
It's because her daughter's home, the vet. So she's like, hi, mom, I'm home. All my stuff is in dog bone boxes. It's like, okay, we get it. Okay.
I went to the MoMA. I got a Matisse doggy bone box.
We get it, good person. Okay, now could you figure out where to put these dishes, please, somewhere?
How many times do I have to tell you? Hang up the faucet already, okay? You keep it hanging like that in 1 minute. This faucet's going to have a heart attack any moment.
Mary Hart's just waiting outside to attack the faucet. She's like, I will not stand for this.
have to crack her chest open. You're kidding me.
Are you asked him, do you want a divorce? She doesn't even know if her marriage is going to last. She doesn't know if she wants to stay
Jennifer,
with Bill.
I think right now she's hurting, and that's why I'm being a friend to her.
Okay, so Jennifer's marriage is in trouble.
And Marge is just smiling like a cat with a bird in his mouth. She's like, her marriage is in trouble. You know, yeah. She didn't even know if it's going to last with Bill.
I'm so concerned about Jennifer's marriage right now that I decided I had to come over here wearing my most beautiful Paris shirt to tell Jennifer, you
why. Yeah, Paris in like heavy metal font. Okay, and then Jen is just not going through a good time. Look at this. Jen with natural hair. Yeah. I mean, what is happening to the world, okay? Jen didn't give herself a blowout before she went for a hike. What is happening in New Jersey?
Walking by some sort of down tree that's been sliced into segments. This is not the Jennifer we know. This is not her
world. I don't
world.
See a CC anywhere. I don't see a GC. I mean, who are you?
Look, and someone's leading her towards a table of carbs.
Jackie.
That's how you know she's Jackie really vulnerable. Is. Like, come on yes. over here. Eat carbs. Eat carbs. We need this for you right now.
If that's Jackie. And then we see Jackie saying to Marge, well, you know, she's in a very vulnerable place right now. And so I'm being kind to her. And Marge is like furious that she's being nice to Jen. It's like, fuck her.
Oh, and the new girl is still, she's like, is this a good time for me to do that thumbs up thing I did in Nashville? Because I felt like that really worked in that moment. Should I do that? No.
This lady's not going to last.
No.
I can tell you that. She just how she's always looking on and just not really involved. And she's like trying the Teresa pink. She's trying the capelet pink, but yeah. it's not going to work. Get out. Leave.
Yeah, they haven't even given her a moment in the trailer. They haven't even given her or Tiki Barber a moment, which is a bad sign.
I didn't want this to happen.
I know it's painful. You're going to get through it.
I just thought I'd have more time.
Oh, so Jennifer.
I thought I'd have more time. Oh my gosh, she's not getting a divorce from Bill, right?
I hope her dad didn't die or anything. That would be very sad.
Yeah, it seems like they're mixing something real in with something. It seems like, something like really like a death or something in with this divorce storyline. And it's confusing me. They're doing a very good job of catching me off guard. Now, what the fuck is on her table? It looks like an open.
It's like a big bowl.
What is it?
It's like a silver
bowl.
It's like a knacker bowl, you know?
Mm.
But when
and then
it
what's in front
like
of it?
Twig,
like
a candle? There's like a candle, and then but there's like a twig with faux, it's like a gold, like brass leaves attached to the twig, and the twig is attached to the knacker bowl. And then there's like a postmate. Like Jennifer's basically dragged her postmate into the living room to talk to her. She's like, will you talk to me, baby?
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, love your fanny pack, baby. Want to have a chat?
Will this get me tip?
Yes, baby. First of all, there was a fox on the block last year. I haven't seen him in a year. I thought I'd have more time with the fox on the block, baby.
Okay.
Thought I'd have more time.
I love you. This guy is...
Ew, gross.
Gross.
Ugh, blech.
That's Louis and Teresa. Louis, who looks like he's literally masturbating under the table. He's like, yeah.
This guy is
when he
so
smiles.
Gross. He is so gross. I'm not giving him the benefit of the doubt. He's disgusting. He is going to be horrible. Leave him. Leave him now.
Yeah.
This guy is charming as
so there's a car salesman.
Oh, so Marge doesn't like him.
He's a car salesman.
A car salesman. Okay. Dodge dealership. That's what I see. And then Teresa and Louis are in a van.
Oh, told ya.
I don't know why she wants to hide everything.
See?
Told ya. Fucking rage head. She's sitting in the car looking into the car camera going, there's cameras in here. And he's like, okay, I will hold it.
You know,
like it's a poop deeply. And he hasn't pooped for 3 days. He's like, I will hold it. He needs to go somewhere and fucking rage out.
Yep.
Creep.
I don't know why she wants to hide everything.
Why are they still filming?
Why is just the constant conflicting stories?
Oh, look, Tiki Barber's wife almost had an emotion. Look at her. She almost did it. Look, she's like all tilt. Couldn't quite squeeze that emotion out. Almost got it. Oh no, not quite.
And Marge is like, you know what, Jack? I just want to know when Janet's going to be home from work. That's all I'm asking you. All right, Jack, why did you just fall over the couch again, Jack? Oh, you know what? Larry let himself in again. I'm shocked. Larry, we're in here, there.
Jack Tripper.
Constant conflicting story.
She's Chrissy hair. Snow. I can't.
I don't like how you're nasty talking behind my back about my boyfriend.
You do not want Margaret.
Oh, Teresa.
Once again.
She's
and once
been,
again.
You know, this is like a fight that started years ago and has nothing to do with this, you know? And poor Joe. Yeah, Joe looks just like... Bored. He's just exhausted. And you know what? Now I see why Marge puts him in that patterned shirt. He looks better in a patterned shirt. There, I said it.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Now we have this shot of Dolores and Jackie. They're clearly at some sort of ropes course or whatever because there's like trees and they're all strapped up. But like at first glance, it looks like they are tied to a bomb. It looks like they've been strapped to a bomb and are about to explode.
Especially with that look on Jackie's face. She's like, oh yeah? You want a piece of us?
I want Margaret to be your enemy.
No.
You're a sick, disgusting liar.
Oh, this is some good classic Jersey
wow.
stuff.
Wow.
That would be...
So, yeah, Teresa's just, like, pulling out, you know, she's like Robert Goulet whipping out fucking Star Wars. I'm sorry, it's a Will Ferrell Robert Goulet. But still, it's like her just whipping out her greatest hits at karaoke night. It's like, oh, I'm going to throw some shit across the table now. Hey, Teresa, make a sentence, okay? If you want to really do something new this season, string together words.
Yeah, and I love she has her, are those, oh no, I thought there were sunglasses on her hat. It's just like two stones. She's like,
hey, I like this cowboy hat because it's got flagstones on the topsises of it.
So Marge is really going to go all the way for Teresa this year. I'd love to see it because it's been a lot of Marge almost coming. Like she'll tell Teresa when she's not happy, but then everyone kisses Teresa's ass all the time. And it looks like this year they're finally going to try and stand up to Teresa.
Yeah.
Like it.
And Teresa's doing her patented move, which is where she always has kind of like a pre-attack. The pre-attack is to shove glasses. So she just swats at the glasses and then she goes and picks up and throws. So just swat and then, oh, it's just a swat actually. And by the way, just want to point out again that we have Tiki Barber's wife next to Margaret. There's a fight happening and look.
She's still bored. And looking right into the camera, which is so funny. She keeps looking directly into the camera like she's shocked that everybody's there.
She's on The Office. What's happening here? just staring. Like, here it is. This woman is yelling. It's like, yeah, I'm a stupid, disgusting animal. And she's like,
Yeah.
Like, just. And on top of that, when the beverage actually gets thrown, now look at this woman. Wait, watch. Here she is. Just bored. Literally, drinks are flying and she still is not reacting.
And hitting her. They're hitting her. They're at least getting her arm and she's just like, whatever. You know, it's just over yet.
She's literally unfazed, like unable to have an. Oh, she has a little bit of a reaction. But Tiki, look at Tiki. He doesn't care. He's sitting there with his arms crossed. They are the most emotionless couple we've seen.
Yeah. What is she doing? What is her reaction? It looks like she's looking at her phone.
She's like, oh.
I'm checking my TikTok, right?
And Melissa, of course, is trying to have her TV moment. She's like,
yeah. Melissa's just like, whoa. Melissa, no, you don't need to be in a bikini wooing in this scene.
Oh, all right. I'll just say, anybody want Joe to talk about dicks? Anybody? Joe's got some good dick material. Anyone? All right. I'll sit here.
Melissa's like Kyle Richards in that they will always give an animated reaction shot knowing that the cameras are on them. That they're like, okay, yeah. We'll give you some good B-roll footage to work with, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Teresa should be f-ing careful. Tell her to shut the f- up.
You're going to respect me.
Really? What the f- are you going to do about it?
Oh, that's good. I love that we've got different tiers of fights going on here. Like, I like that we have like a Jackie Dolores. I like that we have Jackie saying, "You need to respect me, okay? Because I still haven't decided if I want to get an Acura or not." Okay, well, what are you gonna do about it? Okay, you can go to an Acura dealership. Is that what you're gonna do? Okay,
Marge, I'm telling you. I mean, Dolores in the hoops and a scrunchie.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with her. Do not fuck with her. Those hoops are about to come out.
Yep, a little scrunchie.
What are you gonna do about it?
She sounds like a f***ing hater. I don't give a f- what you say, as I'm trying to explain to you.
Oh, and now we got a Melissa, and we got a Melissa and Jennifer issue as well. This is like everyone's
but they go at each other every season, but this is the furthest they've gotten in each other's face. And Jennifer, listen, Jennifer is dressed in cotton, okay, cotton pants and a cotton top, and still hasn't done a blowout. Jennifer is saving her damn money for getting a divorce, and she does not give a fuck about you. She'll kick your ass, ma'am. Now is the time when you need to back up as well, Melissa.
She is, Jennifer is wearing a barcode for pants. That's what she's doing.
She really is. If you hold your cell phone up to that, it will take you to Amazon.
she's a walking affiliate link.
I'm down with summer. I'm so down with it.
That's funny. It starts with Teresa like, oh my god, Jersey and summer. Oh yeah, you better watch out. Blink, blink, blink. And it ends with, oh my god, I'm so sick of summer. Oh my god, I can't.
I don't think there's anything else. Yep, that's it.
Looks good to me, people.
No, that was very fun. I can't wait. I think that comes back February 1st or something like that. It's somewhere, I think, in the first week of February.
Oh, right in time for us to tour.
Absolutely. So go to watchwhatcrappens.com to get tickets to our live shows starting up in January and going through April. 21 cities. First time in 2 years. It's going to be great. We want to see all your smiling faces, okay? And until then, everyone have a happy holidays. And we'll catch you next week with a wonderful three-part breakdown of A Candy-Coated Christmas, which was you can watch on Discovery Plus. It was the Food Network's first ever Christmas. And then Real Housewives of the North Pole on Peacock, okay? Have a wonderful weekend. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area betches, betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers. The incredible edible Matthew Sisters. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.